47 months for Paul Manafort.
This was a shocking sentence.
House acts on hate.
Congress is better than this.
SpaceX capsule heads home.
Set to splash down in the Atlantic Ocean.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. For Paul Manafort, it could have been a lot worse. The former Trump campaign chairman got nearly 4 years in prison at his sentencing in Virginia. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says it's a setback for prosecutors who pushed for more time than that.
Prosecutors in Robert Mueller's office were hoping Judge T.S. Ellis would have imposed a much tougher sentence, with federal guidelines calling for up to 24 years in prison. But Ellis said that would have been excessive. As he noted, he sentenced one defendant in a similar case to less than a year. From a wheelchair, dressed in a green prison jumpsuit, Manafort told the court he is humiliated and ashamed, but he never said he regrets his crimes. Ellis noted how surprised he was by that and said that in hiding money from the IRS, Manafort essentially stole millions from his fellow taxpayers. The president's former campaign chair will be in another federal courtroom next week to be sentenced for failing to register as a foreign agent. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News at U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia.
Well, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says the sentence amounts to a rebuke.
I think it is stunning because I think that you have a judge who was against this trial from the very beginning. He had reprimanded prosecutors in front of the jury throughout this trial. He didn't like the idea of the special prosecutor. That was made clear. And he made a decision that, as he once said, he is Caesar in his Rome, that he was going to do it his way.
Well, perhaps with Manafort in mind, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's proposed a bill that would ensure Congress gets the investigation records tied with anyone who receives a pardon from President Trump. California's Adam Schiff says on Twitter, presidents can use a pardon to rectify an injustice. They may not use it to obstruct justice. Well, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to court against Mr. Trump's business empire. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal fees for the special counsel probe and investigations by Congress. The lawsuit claims that money was cut off after Cohen started cooperating with Robert Mueller. A spokesman told the New York Times that the Trump Organization owes Cohen nothing.
And Cohen, who has implicated Mr. Trump in wrongdoing, is about to start a 3-year prison term. Well, the House has passed a resolution condemning anti-Semitism and other bigotry. It comes after a debate among Democrats over how to handle freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's comment that supporters of Israel have dual allegiances. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler.
This resolution makes clear that we condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and racism, no matter where on the political spectrum they may emanate from. Right, left, or center.
23 Republicans voted against it. One called it a sham. The final resolution did not mention Omar by name. House Speaker Pelosi said it wasn't about her. It's about all forms of hatred. It's the home stretch for the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule.
You see Dragon physically separating from the International.
A few hours ago, it separated from the space station with its test dummy aboard, headed now for a water landing on Earth. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is at the Kennedy Space Center.
Just like the Apollo capsule brought men back from the moon, as you mentioned, this spaceship will land in the water, set to splash down in the Atlantic Ocean about 275 miles east of here. The landing is the last item on the checklist for this historic week-long mission in which SpaceX is trying to prove that Crew Dragon can carry astronauts into space and bring them back down to Earth safely.
SpaceX hopes to put astronauts on board later this year. Up to now, the mission's gone off without a hitch. One astronaut on board the space station said the Crew Dragon was sleek, like traveling first class. President Trump will visit Lee County, Alabama today to check on tornado relief efforts. Senator Doug Jones got a look yesterday.
You cannot fully appreciate what has happened here without walking through, seeing the photographs, seeing the shoes, the devastation. Absolutely. We'll take your breath away.
23 people were killed. Forecasters say there could be more stormy weather this weekend in the Deep South. An extreme avalanche warning is in effect for parts of Colorado. There have been several in the state this winter, including a major one yesterday. Drivers are being told to avoid one key route to some of Colorado's most popular ski resorts. CBS's David Begno is in Denver.
It was massive. Trees snapped like toothpicks. At least four drivers were in their vehicles as the avalanche buried their cars in snow. no one was hurt.
I'm not really sure how to describe it. It's frightening, amazing, terrifying, kind of all at the same time.
Colorado's Department of Transportation says the avalanche was 100 yards wide and up to 15 feet deep. Earlier in the day, there were at least six other avalanches in Colorado, including one that ruptured a gas line.
Well, Tom Seaver was one of baseball's dominant pitchers in the late 1960s and 1970s.
He goes to the bag, and Seaver's got it. Tom Seaver has pitched his first major league no-hitter.
Now the Hall of Famer's family says Seaver, at 74, has been diagnosed with dementia. The right-hander won 311 games and led the New York Mets to their miraculous 1969 World Series title.
In his soon-to-be-published book, After the Miracle, Art Shamsky writes about the trip he and three teammates took to see Tom Seaver in California 2 years ago. Seaver had been diagnosed with Lyme disease and was having both bad and good days.
Turned out to be a wonderful day and afternoon reminiscing about 1969 and talking about all the things that were important to us and laughing.
Shamsky calls Seaver a great teammate and a great gentleman. Seaver's family says he'll live a private life and tend to his vineyards, something Shamsky says is his pride and joy. Peter King, CBS News.
Well, The Simpsons has been on TV for 30 years, but an old episode will no longer be shown in reruns.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson from The Jacksons.
I'm Homer Simpson from The Simpsons.
That one with Michael Jackson aired in 1991. The Wall Street Journal says show executives pulled it from circulation on the heels of that HBO documentary in which two men allege they were sexually abused as children by the late singer. A New Jersey man's fortunes changed in an instant, but he needed and got a little help.
He was unemployed and hanging with mom when lotto winner Mike Wierski realized he won a big one.
Put the phone down, I put the ticket down. I sat there for a second. I said to my mother, hey, that just said I was the jackpot winner.
$273 million from a Mega Millions jackpot thanks to the ticket he bought last week. But he forgot the tickets right when he bought them because he was focused on his cell phone. Someone found them and gave them to the store to hold. The 54-year-old New Jersey man says he wants to thank whoever found his winning tickets by giving them some money. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, Goldman Sachs is having fun with its decision to relax the dress code at the office. A tongue-in-cheek poll on its Twitter account said the winning choice was a hoodie and sneakers. But a memo from the company urges workers to use good judgment when deciding what to wear. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.